Halailu choyshach v'koydam alayis hashach u'choyshach noisef al choyshach halayla. V'chein oyi b'mimot chivester shay choyshach te choyshach. There was a darg of choyshach te choyshach, k'mashom ha'kosuv, v'noichi haste aste, ki hoyu toich ha'golos shay tachas yarach ha'shveirish. V'achshov nitoisef al zeh choyshach v'tzoris homon. V'zalagami doyim al koydam alayis hashach u'choyshach al choyshach. So he says over here that there was an added problem that was choishuk to choishuk, which is golos achashverush, va'achshav noisav lahem the tzara of Haman. So that was choishuk to choishuk. L'churid, it needs a little bit of a hezbah. That's like an intensification of the tzaras. If a person was suffering from a heart condition, now he has a dermatological condition, so it's another problem. If a person has one problem, he has another problem. It's a problem and a problem. What's the pshat over here that it's choyshech b'toy choyshech? What's the eretz k'neitzer? I mean, it's one big choyshech. If it's dark, it's very dark. It's moid choyshech. What's choyshech b'toy choyshech? What's the k'neitzer over here? There's another place, I forgot where it says, about another of Shaul. I think it's about Shaul HaMelech's Anivus, that it was a geder b'toich geder, or something like that. So it's such a lashon chazal, that there was a geder b'toich geder. So the Havan is like this. Whenever you have a matziv that is bad, I look at it in two ways. I look at it in the matzav as it is, and I try to put it in context. Like Lamashal, I say that everything that there is has its own metzias, and it's also part of a broader context of things that are happening. So I say mitzad the matzav asher husham. Lamashal, let's say somebody broke a leg, and he's in the hospital, and it hurts, and it's painful, and so on and so forth, and the person feels down. So I tell him, okay, you know, yes, it's hard, it's bad, it's a problem, but think of you're going back to a lovely home, nice job, successful career, and this is a little problem, a little snag along the way. So the person copes with the problem of here and now because he's within a framework that is good, chash, or whatever it is. But let's say the person's got problems at home as well. He doesn't have a successful career, doesn't have a nice family, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. So the pshat is the person has no makom nechama. The makom nechama is always because I'm toifis it choyshech b'toich something else. If it's choyshech b'toich choyshech, it means there's no makom over here in the context of which I see nechama. So it's not the pshat just an intensified choyshech. Alois hashacha, what happens is like this. It's night. It's dark. Said it's dark, I say okay, but there's a day, and therefore my broad context is the day, you know, in the sense, and the night is a part of the day, but I am in the middle of the night already, and now it becomes night in the night. So here my context is, what am I going to miss Nachem? That this darkness doesn't last forever? Yeah, it just stumped dark at the rest of the time. So a person can't think of three stages is beyond a person. You know, three migu is the most you say. Migu di boy twice you say. You don't say three times migu. The migu the iboy that it can become oyer is good the first time, from the first choshech to oyer. But migu di boy, it should become a choshech from a choshech to choshech, that there is none. So he says, so this galus was, Haman could have been seen as a tzara. Had the outer context been Klal Yisrael with in their own country, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Beis HaMikdash, so on and so forth, and a Haman, so Haman is a pain in the neck, Haman's a problem. But here the pshat was, Haman was a problem within the context of Chashverish. So where's the Mokum Nechama? And therefore, Ms. Anitzak HaShem is supposed to have an Arshua. Okay, that's finished in you. Like, it could have been a new paragraph here. Or Bemedrish, it says, Lam Natzeach, Aliyas Hashachal lefishu koyfitz ka'ayil, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu jumps around like an ayil, umeir la'olam b'shas chashecha, and he enlightens the world when it's dark. Ve'emas hu meir b'layla. When is he meir b'layla? Av b'shu layla, yesh by oira. There's oira levana by chama zolus. Emas hayachoshech. When is it really dark? valois ashacha valavona shekas vakachom nichnosim vamazolos holchen lehem oise sho ein choishach godli menu vaoise sho akadosh baruch hu oilas ha'olam umalas ashacha b'tocha choishach omer lo'olam. So this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the world and he's Meir Loilom. V'cheinu oimeh v'hineh eimeh ha'sheikh ha'gdol l'filas olav, ha'sheikh ha'zumodeh b'mei esteh. Skip the next few lines because I know it's quoted the Hemshchah of the Medrash. V'hineh ha'medrash pirish ayelos ha'shach al mishay yoyshe b'golos b'choyshech u'metzapa la'geula. V'loshna ayelos HaKadosh Baruch Hu koifetz kayolo u'meir loilom. Vakfitza zois vatzoloimah shloi tachshev ki lohoysa gula zois neis kimoi shah gulois shloi timtza big ulo zois neis niglo klal ulo figrich ishlachshev ka gula zois hois kimin hoge shal oylam ulkachoma sha'ino kach rak shashem yisbaruch hoye koifet ka yolo vize mipnei shashem yisbaruch pol do vize vehoye al yedei nes ulkach lo yednasi nyam gilos azois bizman nimshach. Let's explain this. He's saying that even though the Megillah itself has no overt nisim, but the fact that there is this behilus and mehirus and so on, that shows that it is a nes. I want to explain a little bit. He mentions it, but I spell it out a little more clearly. The definition of teva is an orderly proceeding. That is teva. Teva means there's cause and effect and cause and effect and cause and effect. That is the mahalach of teva. Zman is the bria of cause and effect, step after step. There is no way you can short circuit zman. You know, zman goes and it goes step by step. It can't not go step by step. That's the teva of Zman. Anything that takes place within Zman, within a context of Zman, is teva. Anything that takes place not within the context of Zman is by definition not teva. Whether the event is spectacular or not, but the fact that it's disjunct means it's not teva. Teva means the orderly proceeding of things with cause and effect. So therefore, something that is not teva has no makom in Siva Masovi. When a person walks, what's the difference between walking and running? When a person walks, it means that at any given moment, this one foot is sitting on the ground, standing on the ground. That's a walk. Running means that the person, there are times when both feet are not on the ground. Jumping is the pshat that bechlal, it never touches, the usual mahalach is where it's not on the ground. Most of the ground is not covered by the feet. It's an equation. What is lamala from zman is kfitza in mokrim. When a person walks, The Gemara of the Mashal uses for a very slow walk, Ekev Itzad Agodol, that the back of the next footstep hugs the front of this footstep. That is the ultimate Nhalicha. That's a very deliberate walk where piece touches piece touches piece. That's Halicha. As you get towards Kfitza, Kfitza is a massive of point to point to point. That's Kfitza. It's completely disjunct. When you look at a flat surface, those points don't have a hemshach one to another. So kfitza in mokoyim is what dilug in zman would be, and mehirus and so on. Mehirus in zman and kfitza in mokoyim is one and the same. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yelus hashachar, just like an a yelus is koifetz. so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kofitz, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not that it's not going step by step. And those are all those places where it says, so he says here Yisoyde, but let's read the Yisoyde inside the line on the bottom. The things did not take place over a specific period of time. Ki hadover shehu bizman hi ateva. Anything that takes place within the context of zman is teva by definition. Umin hagash olam shenase bizman. But dover shehu Hashem yisparach, that can be done instantly. Kimoi eshetimotze b'chol amigila shehoya nes b'mehirus b'kvitza. Like it says, maru es homon, maher kach salvash asus. Everything in the Megillah had to be done quickly because that was the nature of the Nes. There's another Nakuda that he says over here. I'm going to jump a little bit, actually. Pardon the pun on the... I'm just going to jump on and bring down something. He explains, Lemaisa, it does have to go with some sort of Seder. I mean, it doesn't jump all at once. It keeps jumping. Ayelos kefetzes all the time. So the Teretz is, there is a Mahalach, but the steps of the Mahalach are not at all joined together. That is what we're talking about. It's an Ayalas Kefetzes, means she keeps jumping, but every step she takes is a jump, and it's discontinuous from the one before. Kibala medesh in the second column. Kibala medesh mefarish kinikra shacha ayelas kashacha hu yoytze min achoyshech ala or kimo ayola shekoyfiz v'mokom zel amokom acher v'chein ashacha k'sho'ilu min achoyshech agol shel lefnei zeh ala or dova zel nikra kfitza mimokom lamokom acher. One of the things in the Bria we learned it in Gemara. One of the Havdolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria was between Or and Choshech. Or and Choshech, they're not Misarif. I mean, in our eyes, a little bit, yes, but because we have gray. But in Be'etzim, Or and Choshech go to Brias, either or. Either it becomes light or it remains dark. There's no, Hatton calls different degrees in the middle. Light and darkness we perceive as being Ke'ilu, you know, this is a patch of light, this is a patch of darkness. The fact that it happened with Oyer, which is Alayelas Hashacha, is because it's not continuous with what happened before. Just like light and darkness, there's a Havdalah, and light is distinct from darkness, and it doesn't come from it. It has no shame, so it's not mishdamish really bervuvia. So the same thing over here also, that's not... The Ur that came out at the end of the Purim, at the end of the Nes, is not part of the background that it came from. It's the background was Choshech, and this is Ur, but the Ur did not come from the walls of the Choshech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says his mayor... And so on. So he says that the metzias of ayola is that it jumps in over there by the choishech and schleps him out. Let me explain that. It's a good point. The chudus is true of every gulz. Every gulz was bad and bitter and so on and so forth. And then there was a gula. Every gula has in itself an outside intervention. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought such a bad person, and then the Navi or the Malach, whoever, intervened and saved him. That is pretty much the Mahalach of a lot of things till now. And most of these want that. Mitzrayim was a big bad wolf, and all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out. And v'chulu. So it's perceived as the way, l'moshe, you turn a light on in the house when it's dark outside. So yes, you have light now, but it's an outside intervention that barged in. The oir of boiker in the choshech means that it's within the context of this choshech that this oir comes. It's not, this is the normal mahalach. The normal mahalach is that within choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hasta Asta means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala, that there is a hanhaga in Hester. And since Oir and Choshech are not continuous, Oir doesn't come out of Choshech. So b'meila bal korchach, the Choshech was gonus, the Oir was gonus somewhere in the Choshech, and it comes out slowly. That is its mahalach. It keeps coming out in bursts and spurts. And like he says it later on, he says you can't have one big jump to be megala everything. So it goes, you know, jump by jump by jump. But Lamaisa, it's a different type of kfitza than a Neis Gadol. A Neis Gadol has a problem in that there is no understanding that the Yeshua came out in the context of the Tzara. It came, it has its own Seder and its own thing, and that's that. Masha'en Kane over here, this was the Metzias of the Megillah, the different Zmanim, the different Pekudas, and so on and so forth. So he says, so it's called Oir HaGula. We explained that it's all possible because of the Oir HaGula is possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with Kfitza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need that the Yeshua should be continuous with the Golos. I want to explain this a little bit. Most of the that the Oir is Muvdal, and the Oir is a separate entity. But from Ayelos HaShachar you see that built into it you have Oir, and yet the Oir is disjunct from the Choshech. You have Oir that lays in every Choshech, and yet the Oir stands apart from the Choshech. It's not a natural outcome of the Choshech. That's the Moshel. Because they're separate and they don't have a common Sheirish, you can't say in a straightforward way that one led to the other. It's always a Pchina of a Kfitz of an Ayala. It's always a Pchina where the Ayala is jumping. That means that within the Bria, as far as his Kasha, Yitzchak's Kasha, which is a very important Kasha, the other Nisim only proved something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in abstract. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override it at one time and do something. Where do you see that there's Kfitza in the Bria itself? Where do you see that Anhaga changes, in two things that are not kosher? Only over here. Upirish said Nochem. Yuma Perigimo, Alocha Beis, very famous Yishalmi. Upchia Ba'aba Verabshima Chlitle Mahalchim Behadob Bikasoda Arbel. They're walking down in a valley. Vero Ayelas Hashachar, they saw the beginning of sunrise. This is the way the Gula of Kaisel will work, that it's slow. It says, Hashem orli, that when I sit in the darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes light. First it's a little light. A house that has snakes, may be in Karen shall Ayelas. You bring a horn of the Ayelas, or me'ashim betoichoi, or me'yad anechoshim baruchim. Kach keshebos Esther baruchaman. So now he's going to explain. This is a Yerushalmi. It's an entire Yerushalmi. He's going to explain it point by point. By Yerushalmi first, Ayelas Hashacha ki Ayola hikifetzis mimokom lemokom, achi misarcheges moed. Kach gulosu sheyisrael lefim adreges agula, shemin Hashem yisbarach in agula v'pam achas. Elazeh hazeh, she'in boin amadregel yoyin aziz v'pam achas.
This is the point we said before, that despite the fact that every step is not connected to the step before, but it's a mahalach. There's a difference why in some places there is no avoida. You can't do avoida straight out from point zero to point 1,000. So what will happen is in the geula, this is sort of a compromise, let's call it, between the two types of gula. On the one hand, you need to have a situation where the individual steps are not connected, because that makes it a gula. Mitzad sheni, you can't go immediately to the extreme. So the neis sheboy makes it a bunch of kfitzos instead of one big jump. You could have had it where it's not a jumping at all, just continuously like an evolution. And that is not, that would not give it out as a nace, as something unique. You could have had it in, you need to have it in a way where you have both milas. On the one hand, it's step by step. On the other hand, each step is not a natural follow of something, but it's a completely new maisa. That is that Chazal. Let's see a little bit weiter. Zeh Chazal Shem Sarkman. V'kach gulosan ena pamachas ki yef shadov v'zashir bepamachas ka gula yinikas oir uksiv ki Hashem oir li klima kashe yisrolem b'choyshech ha-golos Hashem oir li klima Hashem yisbarach pa'atzmoy goyel oisom v'dov v'zay yef shashir bepamachas le goydel ha-shif l'sheish yisrol b'goluson mal yosan ha-yoyna ashe yeshtem b'goluson. There is no time spent on unfolding the etzem neis, but rather on making sure Kaisel is ready. Like let's say you have somebody who's a marathon runner, and he has to walk with somebody who's slow, so he will keep pausing every so often for breath. That's what he has to be able to do. But lemaisa, within the moves themselves, there's no mokum for zman. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll end a good note. The next one is Nachash. So